Hi, my name is Mary from Opinion Research. We're conducting an statewide public opinion poll. Are you at least 18 years and legal resident of Ohio?
Yeah.
And do you have a moment to please help me out with the survey?
I've got about 5 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, sure. The next question, it says, are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of a gun ownership?
Yes, that is a major part of gun ownership, yes.
Okay. And a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, combination, fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock, a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling, such as a child, cannot recently be gained access to it. Would you support or oppose to the state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored? You support or oppose to this?
Oh, I support it.
You say oppose? Oppose? I'm sorry?
I would support the secure storage of it, yeah.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much. Will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lock safe? You support or oppose to this?
Support.
Thank you. And will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a locked container or case? You support or oppose to this?
I support it.
Thank you. And a lockbox or other device that is designed to be or which can be used to store a firearm, you support or oppose to this?
Support.
Thank you so much, Ms. And the next question, it says, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock? You support or oppose to this?
Oppose. Like specifically a key lock?
Yeah, a key lock.
Yeah, I suppose that. Or I oppose
okay.
that. There's other
oppose?
Things that would work.
Okay.
Yeah,
and the next it says, will you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a combination lock? You support or oppose this?
Opposed.
Thank you. And then next it say a biometric identifier such as a fingerprint. You support or oppose to this?
Support.
Okay, thank you so much, Ms. And we are in the 52% of the survey. Thank you so much for your time. And the next question says, if a firearm isn't in a storage device, such as a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should it not also be required to be unloaded? Should or not should? Should not, I'm sorry.
What was the last sentence? It should or should not be required to what?
To be unloaded.
Unloaded, yes.
Yeah?
I support that.
So it should.
Yes.
Right? Okay, thank you so much. If a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock stored in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it?
That is secure, yeah. I would say that's secure.
Okay, thank you so much. And if a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, will you support or oppose a law that requires a gun to be stored securely? You support or oppose to this?
Support.
Okay, thank you so much. And searches for homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Will you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it is also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? You support or oppose to this?
That they could not use the secure container as a reason to search?
Yeah.
I support that.
Okay, thank you so much. And the next question, we are in the 68% of the survey complete. Thank you so much for your time. The question says, will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? You support or oppose to this?
Well, I support it because if they had it secured, the minor figured it out. That's different.
Okay, the next question, it says, prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult? You support or oppose to this?
Support.
Thank you so much. And the next question say, will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public? You support or oppose to this?
Support.
Thank you so much. We are in the 80% of the survey. In terms of your personal political party identification, consider yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Independent.
Thank you so much, Ms. And the last question, what is your age? I'm sorry.
49.
Thank you so much. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White slash Anglo, Black slash African American, Hispanic slash Latino, Asian, or other?
White Anglo.
Okay, thank you so much. And regarding your gender, do you consider yourself as a female, male?
I'm female.
Thank you so much, Ms. So this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is very important to us, and thank you so much for your time, Ms. You can go back to your day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
Thank you.